Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, everybody. I want to welcome you to another edition of the Miracle Man Show here on Tuesday, March 9th of 2021. And I'm so grateful to be with you tonight. Wherever you may be, however you may be listening to the show tonight, whether maybe you've called in, maybe you have found out about this program via, whether you found out via other means, whether you were referred by someone who knows me. But we're so glad to have you here on the Miracle Man Show here on March 9th of 2021. And wherever you're listening from, however you found us, I'm just so grateful that you would make the determination to tune into this great program and to hopefully learn something from the Word of God that maybe you did not know. And obviously what the Miracle Man Show is about is it's about, we believe in miracles. I thoroughly believe in miracles. We believe that Jesus is the miracle worker. The reason we named this the Miracle Man is because Jesus has done so many miracles in me, Rivers' life, in my life, over my years of life. And I was born with my jaw where my ear should have been. And we know other things. And but though there have been many challenges, there's been a lot of miracles. Jesus has done a lot of miracles in my life. And I'm so thankful for that. And I know that he's going to do more miracles in my life. I believe that my vision that I'm believing for in my eyes, the manifestation, is going to come to pass in my eyes in the name of Jesus. Because I know that Jesus is the sight giver. He is the sight giver. Just like he gives life, he gives sight. It's not something I have to sit here and think twice about. I know this for sure. He's going to do it for me. And so like I said, it's just so grateful to have you with us. And one thing, I want to mention a few things. First off, it's in literally a few days, like 5 days, it'll be the 1 year anniversary of America going into COVID overreach, lockdown, shut down, be quiet, do what I say, just COVID mayhem. And just before I went live tonight, about an hour before I went live tonight, I was scrolling through the news feed on a certain channel. I have the app for a certain news channel out of the Detroit area. And they asked, they had a survey question, what would you do differently if you were, what would you tell yourself differently a year ago? You could go back in time. What would you tell yourself? I said that I would have told myself that I would have told myself that COVID, while serious, is only bad for certain, like, elderly people. I would also say that there is no reason for any lockdowns or shutdowns of any sort, or that it's very overblown. And that's exactly what I would have told myself. For sure. And I'm not going to spend, I'm not going to really spend much time talking about it. And about the variants, you know, that they claim that are so terrible. Oh, by the way, in case you didn't get the memo, viruses are going to virus. They mutate. That's what a virus does. Of course, these are different from the flavor variants, like how there's different flavor variants of Coca-Cola, per se. I wasn't going to say ice cream. I was thinking about using ice cream, but ice cream, they're not only flavor variants, they're different chunks of things in it. So in your mind, even Zeanna, that's different than just variants, isn't it?
Yeah.
Variants mean like it just tastes different. But in other words, but otherwise it's basically the same, like with Coca-Cola, best soft drink on the planet. Of course, you have the original Coke, and then you have your variants. Cherry Coke, vanilla Coke, cherry vanilla, orange vanilla, and at one point you had Coke with lime. Someone that I knew of used to call it Coke with slime because they didn't like it. I didn't think it was that bad. But before that, they had Diet Coke with lime, but I could have cared less about because it was diet soda. And so, but about these variants, contrary to what the news media tries to tell you, they're not that much different from the original. And they do mutate. But we have to continue, as Christians, we have to continue to curse this virus and its variants. No more mutations, no more variants. Every day at noon, I still have that alarm on my phone. It goes off wherever I'm at. Of course, unless I'm at church. If I'm at church, I make sure I shut it off. But other than that, anywhere I'm at, going to go off at noon. And at noon, look up to heaven and curse that thing. Or at least as soon as you can when it's safe, wherever you're at. Just take authority over that thing. Curse that thing. I told you that through the shows of this week, I give you little tidbits from the conference. Tonight, on the tidbit, I want to talk to you about the prayer closet. So, Dr. Barclay and Mrs. B are living in California back in the 1970s. Dr. Buckley at the time. He's not exactly a minister. He's like a very young minister. So he hears about this thing called a prayer closet. And you talk about how prayer is important. You need a prayer closet. So what does De Buckley do? He builds a closet. He has a closet. He empties out that closet. Spends time in there praying. But he doesn't exactly hear the voice of God yet. So they get a bigger place in the course of time. I mean, not the same house. Later, he decides to use Vicky's closet. And you know it's all full of shoes. And then later, another closet, finds out the reason it's not effective is because he wasn't exactly asking to hear the voice of God, you know. And it's about the way you apply it. And you got to get in that place to where you're putting God first in your life and where you're asking him to show you things, to lead you and guide you, that you're have. It doesn't have to be this little closet. It can be a room. It could be your bedroom when it's just you in there praying to God. It doesn't have to be this tiny little closet that you hide in. You know, it's about the relationship. It's about having that room or wherever that you pray to God. Maybe it's out on a walk. Maybe for you it's, you know. But having that time that it's just you and God is very important. And tomorrow night, I will give you yet another tidbit from the conference. And since Dr. Buckley was the main speaker, all of these are courtesy of Dr. Mark T. Buckley. There's a bonus. So, you know, Dr. Buckley was talking about, you know, sing a little bit, and God says what it is. Not up to us to determine, okay, that is one, that is not one. And one of the most common sins, I mean, the last sin that is dealt with in the Bible is the sin of familiarity. That's where you get too familiar with God. You just get to that place where you're just familiar. Yeah. You're just so familiar that it's like, oh, what's the big deal? It's just God. And you just get familiar. And of course, sin is sin. And one thing Dr. Buckley said is goes along with what Dr. Roy Hicks, one of his fathers in the faith, used to say. Sin will keep you longer than you want to stay. It'll take you further than you want to go. It will keep you longer than you ever wanted to stay. And it will cost you more than what you ever thought you would pay. True. And of course, you know, as humans, you know, we're not perfect. The Bible tells us all men have sinned. We've all done it. You know, I'm sure, but it's not something you want to just live in constantly, that you're just always living in sin, not doing right, not living right, not reading your Bible, not praying. So you just got to examine yourself, examine your life, make sure that you're not just living in sin. You have to make sure, because it's important. I don't want to be sinful. I want to be spiritual. And it, I mean spiritual, not spiritual. But, you know, I want to be pleasing in the sight of the Lord. Don't you? I know I do. Yes, I do. And so these are important things to do if you want the Holy Spirit to move on your behalf, to make sure you're not in sin, to make sure that you, you know, have that place where you are alone with God. And that's, and it's important. I'm not just saying it's important. It's important. It is. It is. And it's not just something I say either. It's important. Amen. All right. So, a few things I want to mention. One thing is, McDonald's just came out with their new frozen Coca-Cola slushies. I tried one today at a local McDonald's. It was very delicious. Of course, price and participation may vary. Available at participating locations only. Participating locations only. I had to go over to another city in the area en route to do something today. And when I stopped in Bay City, one of the McDonald's there in the Bay City area, actually Bay City heading towards Saginaw, that McDonald's over there had it. Out of curiosity, you know, you can how you can mobile order things. I checked the McDonald's on Saginaw Road on the mobile order app and found that they did not have the Coca-Cola slushies. Freezy slushies, what freezes. They're called freezes. For the freezes, they have Coca-Cola. They have Fanta Red and Fanta Blue. You would think they'd have Fanta Orange, but apparently not. I'll have to find out next time I'm at one that has it what the Fanta Red is and what the Fanta Blue is. But as I said, available at participating locations only. Will it go national? I don't know. I truly don't know. I do not know if it will honestly go national or not. All right. All right. Another thing I wanted to remind you listeners of is the next 2 weeks will be normal. What I mean is this week and next week we'll be having our regular shows we had yesterday, we have today, we have tomorrow. Next week, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, regular times. But then after that, that next week, I will be in Florida for few days. And so that week, the week of the March 22nd, there will more than likely only be one episode. It'll be shorter. I'll be letting you know how things are going. And I don't know if it'll be Monday night or Tuesday night. But I'll know for sure by next week, and I'll try to communicate that to you, as I am excited about that. And I looked at the 10-day forecast. And after tomorrow, folks, after tomorrow and Thursday, we're going downhill back to the 40s, back to a reality check around here. And next Thursday, the day I leave, is supposed to be the second, is supposed to be tied for the coldest day in the next 10 years. I mean, 10 days. Ha! 10 years? Really? Come on. That would be terrible. 10 days, I mean. The next 10 days. So, I'll be going to Florida. Notice my voice dropped when I mentioned I was going to get cold. Did you catch that? You did, didn't you? Why did I do that? Because I don't want the cold. What I want is nice warm weather, even to come up here. I want the warm weather even to even come up here. But right now it doesn't want to cooperate. It just, I mean, now yesterday, today it was, you know, 60, 61 degrees. Tomorrow, close to the same thing. Oh, but then it's got to rain. As far as do I want it? Oh, it is what it is. It is what it is. But then, now in Florida, when I go there, chances are it's supposed to be in the basically 70s and 80s. So I am looking forward to that, to being on the beach. And yes, I do like the beach. I honestly do. I'm not just saying that to make somebody happy. Like, oh, let me guess. Your mom wants to go to the beach. You don't ever want to go to the beach. So she's going to drag you to the beach. No. I like the beach. I want to do some other stuff too, but when I go to the beach, I am going to enjoy it. I always do. Now, my dad will be there for a couple of days. Him on the beach? Well, he says he'll go for us. Or sometimes just my mom and dad will go there just to be by themselves. They may go to a beach somewhere and then he says, you know, he does it for her. But usually when the three of us are together and mom says she wants to go to the beach, many times I want to go to the beach also. In that case, he says, you know, he's going for us. So that we get to get the real tan, courtesy of the sun. And by the way, Mom, if you're listening, I'm winning the tan. I'm going to win the tan this trip. Oh, huh? We'll see about that, Mom. We'll see. The reason I said, huh, is because I can just see her being like, no, 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 I'm going to win it, I'm going to win it, I'm going to win it. We'll see. Ultimately, I think she would like to hide me in a cave or something like that under a tree while she tans. She would. Okay, not in reality. I'm just teasing you, listeners. She would never throw me in a cave or anything like that. You know, we just tease about it. It's fun. You know, you listeners got to be able to handle a joke. We're going to have a good time, get some sun, some rays, and take our masks off. And, or dare I say, the masks. And so, that being said, there'll only be one show that week. So that's another thing I want to bring your attention to is we are on, I now have a PayPal account, River Shukla. You can go online to paypal.com and in the search bar you type in Rivers Shukla, first name Rivers, R-Y-V-E-R-S, last name Shukla, S-H-U-K-L-A. Give as God leads you. Or give, even if you gave yesterday, the day before that, or the day before that, and you just want to give some more to spite the devil, go ahead, give. God wants to bless you. And whatever I receive, I use for the work of God to keep this thing going. The Bible says, go out into all the world and preach the gospel. That even means if it's via radio, TV, in person, online, whatever. Jesus said, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every nation. And so, as you give, radio program going. Amen. And also, God wants you blessed. Amen. God wants you blessed. And he doesn't want me to be blessed and your house to be like garbage. He doesn't want that. He wants to bless you as you bless me. Amen. Now we're going to sing a few songs, and then we're going to look at a portion of Psalm 119. I'm not going to read the whole thing. It is a very long chapter. I'll be dividing it up like thirds or something. But praise God. So, like I said, I'm going to sing a couple songs. The Lord bless you and keep you. May his face shine upon you, be gracious to you. The Lord turn his face toward you and give you peace. Amen. Amen. Jesus, thank you, Jesus. Your blessing is upon us. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. There's nothing worth more that could ever come close. No sin can come. You're our living hope. Your presence, Lord. Oh, I've tasted and seen of the sweetest of love, where my heart becomes free and my shame is undone. In your presence, Lord. Oh, Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Come flood this place and fill the atmosphere. Your glory, God, is what our hearts long for. To be overcome by your presence, Lord. Your presence, Lord. Oh, there's nothing worth more that could ever come close. Nothing can compare. You're our living hope. Your presence, Lord. Oh, I've tasted and seen of the sweetest of love, where my heart becomes free and my shame is undone. In your presence, Lord, oh, Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Come flood this place and fill the atmosphere. Your glory, God, is what our hearts long for. To be overcome by your presence, Lord. Your presence, Lord. Oh, let us become more aware of your presence. Let us experience the glory of your goodness. Let us become more aware of your presence. Let us experience the glory of your goodness. Let us become more aware of your presence. Let us experience the glory of your goodness. Let us become more aware of your presence. Let us experience the glory of your goodness. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Come flood this place and fill the atmosphere. Your glory, God, is what our hearts long for. To be overcome by your presence, Lord, Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Come flood this place and fill the atmosphere. Your glory, God, is what our hearts long for. To be overcome by your presence, Lord. Your presence, Lord. Your presence. Your presence, Lord. Mm-hmm. on Jesus in love for his wonderful faith and the things of earth will grow strangely dim in the light of his glory and grace. Oh, turn your eyes upon Jesus in all for his glory, wonderful faith. And the things of earth will grow strangely dim in the light of his glory and grace. Turn your eyes upon Jesus and look for his wonderful face and the things of earth will grow strangely dim in the light of his glory and grace. This is my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art! How great thou art! Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art! How great thou art! Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art! How great thou art, Lord! Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art! 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 How great thou art. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. And we honor you this evening. We glorify you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for who you are, for what you've done in us, what you're doing in us right now, what you're going to do in us as we honor you. Thank you, Lord God, that you are moving on our mightily on our behalf, and that you are just strengthening us. You're enabling us to do your work at a higher level. And we thank you, Lord Jesus, that your anointing is upon us. Thank you, Lord God, that you are just strengthening each one of us. I pray, Lord God, that healing would come to us, strength would come to us, finances would come to us. And I curse things that would try to hinder us in our lives with you and our walks with you. I say that all hindrances would be removed right now off from our life in Jesus' matchless name. I thank you, Lord God, for this time together in your word, that as we dive into your word, that it brings life to us. Thank you, Lord God, that we would do your word and not be hearers only, that we would be doers of this word. Put it to practice in our lives the way that you intended us to. And I just thank you that you're working on us still. You're still working on us. In Jesus' name. And I make my confession over this program. I say that sponsors and partners would come onto this program, that finances would come into this program, that increases in listenership would come to this program. And most importantly of all, Jesus, I thank you for that huge amount of souls, that huge harvest of souls will come into the kingdom as a result of this wonderful radio program. In Jesus' matchless name, amen. Let's make our Bible confession. Because the Bible says we can have the fruit of our lips, this is my Bible. I am what it says I am. I can have what it says I can have. I can do what it says I can do. This book is more than a history book to me, more than a storybook to me, more than a religious book to me. I believe everything my Bible says. Tonight, I am a believer. Therefore, I am a receiver. And I do believe that I will receive absolutely everything that God has for me tonight. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Go with me, please, to the book of Psalm 119. Psalm number 119, as I said, we are going to start with verse 1 tonight. And as I said, due to the length of said chapter, we are not going to be reading the whole thing tonight. We are not going to be reading the whole chapter tonight. So I make myself clear on that. So Psalm 119. And I want to encourage you listeners to please follow along. Whatever I do here, you do there. Amen. That's how you get the most out of this. Amen. I'm going to begin with verse 1. Blessed are they whose ways are blameless, who walk according to the law of the Lord. Blessed are they who keep the Lord's statutes and seek him with all their heart. They do nothing wrong. They walk in his ways. You have laid down precepts that are to be fully obeyed. Oh, that my ways were steadfast in obeying your decrees. Then I would not be put to shame when I consider all your commands. I will praise you with an upright heart as I learn your righteous laws. I will obey your decrees. Do not utterly forsake me. Verse 9. But you see, what that was one psalmist. Starting with verse 9, you have another psalmist. How can a young man keep his way pure? By living according to your word. I seek you with all of my heart. Do not let me stray from your commands. I have hidden your word in my heart that I might not sin against you. Praise be to you, O Lord. Teach me your decrees. With my lips, I recount all the laws that come from your mouth. I rejoice in following your statutes as one rejoices in great riches. I meditate on your precepts and I consider your ways. I delight in your decrees. I will not neglect your word. Gamal, here's another psalmist. Starting with verse number 17. Do good to your servant, and I will live. I will obey your word. Open your eyes, so that I may see wonderful things in your law. I am a stranger on earth. Do not hide your commands from me. My soul is consumed with longing for your laws at all times. You rebuke the arrogant who are cursed and who stray from your commands. Remove scorn and contempt from me, for I keep your statutes. Though rulers sit together and slander me, your servant will meditate on your decree. Your statutes are my delight. They are my counselors. Deles. So verse 25. I am laid low in the dust. Preserve my life according to your word. I recounted my ways and you answered me. Teach me your decrees. Let me understand the teaching of your precepts. Then I will meditate on your wonders. My soul is weary with sorrow. Strengthen me according to your word. Keep me from deceitful ways. Be gracious to me through your law. I have chosen the way of truth. I have set my heart on your law. I hold steadfast to your statutes, O Lord. Do not let me be put to shame. I run in the path of your command, for you have set my heart free. Verse 33, another psalmist. Teach me to follow your decrees, O Lord. Then I will keep them to the end. Give me understanding, and I will keep your law, and I will obey it with all of my heart. Direct me in the path of your commands, for there I find delight. Turn my heart toward your statutes and not toward selfish gain. Turn my eyes away from worthless things. Preserve my life according to your word. Fulfill your promise to your servant so that you may be feared. Take away the disgrace that I dread, for your laws are good. How I long for your precept. Preserve my life in your righteousness. 41. May your unfailing love come to me, O Lord, your salvation according to your promise. Then I will answer the one who taunts me, for I trust in your word. Do not snatch the word of truth from my mouth, for I have put my hope in your laws. I will always obey your law, for I will walk about in freedom, for I have sought your precepts. I will speak of your statutes before kings, and I will not be put to shame. For I delight in your commands because I love them. I lift up my hands to your commands, which I love, and I meditate on your decrees. Zion, verse 49. Remember your word to your servant, by your servant, that you have given me hope. My comfort in my suffering is this. Your promise preserves my life. The arrogant mock me without restraint, but I do not turn from your law. I remember your ancient laws, O Lord, and I find comfort in them. Indignation grips me because of the wicked who have forsaken your law. Your decrees are the theme of my song wherever I lounge. At night, I remember your name, O Lord, and I will keep your law. This has been my practice, and I obey your precepts. I will go down to 72, then I will stop, and we will discuss this. You are my portion, O Lord, to obey your word. I have sought your face with all my heart. Be gracious to me according to your promise. I have considered my ways, and I have turned my steps to your statutes. I will hasten you, and I will delay to obey. I will not delay to obey your commands. Though the wicked bind me with ropes, I will not forget your law. At midnight, I rise to give you thanks for your righteous laws. I am a friend to all who fear you, to all who follow your precept. The earth is filled with your love, O Lord. Teach me your decrees. Test 65. Do good to your servant according to your word, O Lord. Teach me knowledge and good judgment, for I believe in your commands. Before I was afflicted, I went astray. But now I obey your word. You are good, and what you do is good. Teach me your decrees. Though the arrogant have smeared me with lies, I keep your precepts with all my heart. Their hearts are callous. and unfeeling. But I delight in your law. It was good for me to be afflicted so that I might learn your decrees. The law from your mouth is more precious to me than thousands of pieces of silver and gold. I'll read that last, that final verse again. The law from your mouth, O Lord, is more precious to me than thousands of pieces of silver and gold. Wow. We just read some very powerful, powerful stuff tonight. I'm going to go through it, and I'm going to give you some notes that you can write down. And so, begin with verse 1. You can write this down. God blesses those who are blameless and walk in the ways of the Lord. That, of course, that means you obey him. You obey his word, the whole word, not just the parts you like. You shouldn't just be like, well, I'm going to obey this rule of God. I like this rule. I agree with this rule. This rule, man, this is the best rule anyone could come up with, so I'm going to follow it. Oh, but this rule? Crazy. Why is God so crazy? Why do you come up with such a rule? Why? Why can't I just do it that other way? That's my. You got to follow the whole law of God. Also, they keep the statutes. He is always steadfast in obeying your decrees, and I would not be put to shame. I consider all your commands. I will praise you with an upright heart. As I learn your righteous laws, and I will obey your decrees. Do not utterly forsake me. You can keep. Note two, you can write. You can keep your way pure by living according to the word of the Lord. Now the verse, there in verse 9, the psalmist asks, how can a young man keep himself pure? Because apparently he is a young man. But it works this way for all of us, whether you're young, whether you're old. Older. I mean, your number. Maybe your number is just starting to get up there a little bit higher. Just a little bit. But you keep your way pure by walking in the ways of the Lord. Yeah, by living according to the Bible. So write that down. You keep your way pure by living according to the Bible. What that means is find out what the Bible says about certain things. What does the Bible say about lying? What does it say about cheating? What does it say about gossiping? What does it say about all these different things? And live according to what the Bible says. seek you with all my heart. Do not let me stray from your command. I have hidden your word in your heart that I might not sin against you. May you teach me your decrees. My lips, I count all the laws that come from your mouth. I rejoice in following your statutes as one rejoices in great riches. Point three. You should rejoice following the rule, the laws of the Lord. Meaning like doing what the Bible says. You should be grateful to do that. That means you have a good attitude about it. You don't just sit there and go like, well, I have to do this way because that's how Jesus says I'm supposed to do it. And yes, I got to go to church and you know, I'm an usher. I got to go early. And pastor's going to preach long. I got to take care of my tractor, my kids, my roses, my wife, dog, my cat, my car. Oh, my goodness, my car. That doesn't sound very joyful, does it? No. Nope. You gotta be excited about obeying God and doing what God's called you to do. Maybe your flesh, in a way, sometimes doesn't want to do it, but that doesn't mean that you just always, you know, just decide, okay, I'm not gonna do what God said today. I'm gonna do my own way. It says here, your statutes is one. I rejoice in your statutes as one rejoices in great riches. I meditate on your laws and I consider your ways. I delight in your decrees. I will not neglect your word. Point four. Do not neglect the word of God. Neglecting it means like, and it can go beyond just not reading it. That can be to where you just decide for whatever reason to just run astray. And then over the course of not reading your Bible, going to church less and less and less and less and less to where you don't go anymore. Over the course of all that kind of stuff, you don't pray like you used to, you don't read your Bible anymore. You neglect the word of God. Don't do that. You got to stay the course. You got to keep the faith all the way to the end. Jesus said, "You are partakers in Christ if." Yeah, Peter said, Paul said, you are partakers in Christ if you keep the faith. If I keep the faith all the way to the end, then I'm a partaker in Christ. One of your word, I recounted my ways and So why did you say if so adamantly? Because I know. You know, it's that if thing. If I keep the word all the way to the end. If I keep it. If. 17. No. I will obey your words on my eyes, that I may see wonderful things in your law. I am a stranger on earth. Do not hide commands from me. My soul is consumed as long for your laws at all times. And you will be the arrogant who are cursed and are struggling, and is removed from me, scorn and contempt, and I keep your statutes. The rulers put together and slander me. Your servant will meditate on your decrees. The servant meditates on the decrees of the Lord, even when the servant is being slandered against. You say, how does that apply? Even when people are slandering against you, you continue to do the right thing. You continue to do what God has called you to do. You continue to do the right thing. Continue. Next passage. That was number 5. I recounted my ways, and you answered me. And it says, teach me your decrees. Let me understand the teaching of your precepts, then I will meditate on your wonders. My soul is weary of sorrow. Strengthen me according to your word. Point 5. The word of the Lord, strength to the weak. And that's not just talking about weak in your body either. That can even be weak in your soul. So you haven't been reading your Bible? Haven't been praying? Or maybe just the last couple of days. Maybe you've been busy and haven't been reading your Bible and praying, listening to the word and praying. And then you do it again. I mean, open up your Bible and pray again, you know, pray again. And when you do that, you'll find that strength comes back. Especially if you're doing what the Word of God says. Doing the Word of God, not just reading it. Doing it. Doing it. You strengthen me according to your word. Keep me from deceitful ways. Be gracious to me, your law. I have chosen the way of truth. I have set my heart on your laws. I hold fast to your statutes, O Lord. Do not let me be put to shame. I am on the path of my commands, for you have set my heart free. 33. Teach me, O Lord, to follow your decrees. Then I will keep them. Give me understanding, and I will keep your law, and I will obey it with all my heart. Direct me in the path of your commands, for there I find delight. Turn my heart towards your statutes, and you from selfish gain. Turn my eyes away from things, preserve my life according to your word. Point 6, you can write down. The word of God preserves your life. So think about that. The word of God can preserve your life. The word of God can preserve your life. Your life. The word of God can, seriously, can preserve your life. Listening to the Word of God, reading the Word of God, you know, getting that Word of God in your soul, it can save your life. It can preserve your life. It's not just something somebody made up. It's real. Here, take away that, you know, my answer is the one who preserved my life in one of your words. That was number 7. May your unfailing love come to me, O Lord, your salvation according to your promise. Not answer the one who taunts me, and I trust in your word. Do not snare forever I will walk about in freedom, and I have sought out your precepts. I will speak of your statutes before kings, and I will not put shame or delight in your commands, because I love them. I love my mom, your commands. For I meditate on your decrees. Remember your word, your servant, and you have given me hope. My comfort in my suffering is this. My promise preserves my life. The arrogant mock me with that. I find comfort in them. I find comfort in obeying the word of God. I find comfort in obeying the word of God. Comfort. That means that when you obey God, you'll feel comfortable. I'm serious. You'll be comfortable. You know, knowing that you're doing right according to what God wants you to do. According to what God wants you to do. God wants you to do. Amen. We're taking our decrees in the theme of my psalms. And on the night I remember your name, O Lord, and I will keep your law. This has been my precept. You are my portion, O Lord. So write this down, number 9. The Lord is my portion. The Lord is my portion. The Lord is my portion. I love that. I love that. That might be one of my favorite verses I read tonight. The Lord is my portion. I have promised to obey your words. I have sought your face with all my heart. I'm easily in my ways and have turned my steps to your statutes. I will not delay to obey you. Though I look at some. I am a friend of all who the earth is filled with your love. And you go to your servant according to your word. O Lord, teach me now in your good judgment, for I believe in you. Before I was afflicted, I went astray, but now I obey your statute and good way. Me with lies, and I keep precepts with all my heart. Their hearts are callous and failing, but I delight in your law. May to be off your mouth is the law of the Lord. The last one you can write down is the law of the Lord is more precious than many pieces of silver and gold. And you know what, listeners? I don't think these psalmists was just trying to, you know, put value on the word of God. You know, the word of God truly is valuable. It truly is. There is value in it. And the word of God, you know, obviously, you know, the word of God, as we know, you know, it's a sure foundation. The word of God brings life. The word of God, when you follow the word, when you follow what God says to do, it brings comfort. You know, you're not always feeling bad about yourself when you're doing what God says. When you do what God says, you feel good about it. When you do what God says, when you do it God's way, not your own way. You know, if you do it your own way, you're not going to turn out so good, Bubba, if you're always deciding that you feel that you need to do it your own little way, the way that God doesn't want you to do it, you're going to suffer. And you may be paying a dear price. A very dear price. That's why you want to live according to what the Word of God says and not just your own way, your own ambition, your own ideas. God doesn't want you to do it that way. He wants you to live according to the word, to the will of God, not just the way, you know, the way that you want. And so, you know, the word of God, you know, it brings strength to you. Strength, strength. Think about that. It brings strength to you. It helps a lot. And in the word of God, there is freedom, deliverance, not bondage. There's no bondage in the word of God. You're not bound. And watering down the word of God isn't good. You know, you got to believe the whole Bible, not just what you want to believe. You can't just believe whatever you want to believe, whatever is convenient for you in your life. You got to do it according to what God says. And something, and I'm going to tell you something that I've heard multiple times. You cannot do this walk with God the way you want to. You have to do this the way God said to. It's about the way God said, not the way you want. Because when you do it the way God said, you will get much better results. Much better results. You will. Oh, and just for the record, I'm not going to say this whole guaranteed or your money back, because it doesn't cost anything to get right with God. It doesn't cost you any money. It takes pain away. You know, I've heard these commercials where they say guaranteed or your money back. And I know you've heard them. Chances are. So, Heavenly Father, I thank you for this time tonight in your word. I thank you, Lord God, that we would put we would delight ourselves in you. We would delight ourselves in your word, the way that you intended us to, that we would do this according to your will, your ways, the way you designed it, that we would trust in you, that we would walk in your ways, that we would understand that the word of God, your word, Lord God, brings life. It brings strength. It brings hope. It brings freedom and all the great benefits that your word gives us. And I thank you that we would all realize this, and that we would find ourselves in your word, that we would find ourselves praying to you like we haven't been in a long time. And I thank you, Lord Jesus, for that. In Jesus' matchless name, amen. And until next time, God first, God always. So long, everybody, and I will see you all next time.